Czech voters began going to the polls on Friday in the first round of the presidential election. Standing in the election are nine candidates, including the incumbent Miloš Zeman, who's seeking a second five-year term. It's only the second time in history that Czechs are voting directly on who will be the head of state. Jan Wellinger has more.
The Czech Republic's first two presidents, Václav Havel and Václav Klaus, were both elected by lawmakers in joint sessions of the Senate and the Chamber of Deputies, a system that has since been replaced by a direct presidential vote. 5 years ago, the first direct vote was won by former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman. Like last time, the two candidates from the group who received the most votes will go on to the second round. On Saturday, January the 13th, the polls close at 2 p.m., after which the counting of the ballots begins. The result should be known by later in the afternoon or by Saturday evening. If any candidate receives more than 50% of the vote in the first round, they will win the presidency outright, and no second round would be needed. A win in the first round, however, while a possibility, is considered unlikely. If needed, the second round or runoff between the two highest-scoring candidates would then be in a fortnight, giving those who go through time to rally as well as seek pledges of support from candidates who didn't make the cut. If it comes to a second round, therefore, that'll be held on January 27th and 28th. The Czech Republic is a parliamentary democracy where the Prime Minister is the key player on the political scene. The role of the President, while in many ways ceremonial, is still important in appointing the Prime Minister, new governments, judges, generals and professors, and the Governor of the Central Bank. The President also puts his signature to legislation or can veto laws. And the President should streamline foreign policy with that of the government, and of course, he represents the country's interests on official visits or summits and other meetings. Here is how the presidency is viewed by political analyst Jiří Pehe.
The Czech presidency is constructed in a slightly monarchical way. It is still after 100 years legacy of the Habsburg Empire, so to speak. The presidency was constructed in 1918 as sort of on the legacy of the monarchy, and so although it's now a position without any real powers, people still want to see in that position a person who can represent the country well, who is dignified, and so on.
In the run-up to the first round of voting on Friday and Saturday, eight candidates minus President Zeman took part in final debates on Czech TV and at Czech radio before polls opened. Mr. Zeman refused to take part in any debates with other candidates. Czechs abroad began voting earlier. Meanwhile, in the United States, Czechs could vote from Thursday, 8 p.m. Central European Time. And voting is possible in person in New York, Chicago, Washington, and Los Angeles. Interest in the vote was said to be higher than, for example, in October's elections to the lower house of parliament. And the Czech consul in Washington said around 1,000 Czechs were registered to vote, with participation at around 70%.